Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Local officials are reminding parents that you should never leave a child unattended in a car at any time. Parents are encouraged to look before you lock your vehicle, especially in the summer months. If you turn the vehicle off, the inside of car temperature increases, creating the potential danger of heat stroke, which can result to brain injury or other body organ damage. Lightning Safety Awareness Week is a campaign by local emergency managers and the National Weather Service to educate the public on what the dangers of lightning are, as well as what you can do to keep yourself, your family, and your pets safe during a thunderstorm. Lightning strike injuries don't always occur during the worst part of the storm. Lightning can strike as far away as 25 miles from the strongest part of the storm. There is a slogan, "When the thunder roars, go indoors." And what basically that is saying is, if you hear thunder, you're already close enough that you can be struck. For more headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
Michelle Spring, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, of course, folks can get in touch with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and I feel like I'm forgetting something in there, too. What is it again I'm forgetting? Is it
the Gram.
Oh, Instagram. That's right. IG. We're now available there. Find us. Follow us. It's WTUZ. Right there on Instagram. And the other two at 99.9 FM WTUZ. That's Facebook and the Tweeter. Were you busy on Instagram yet this morning?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to post a really good TBT, but you can't tell who it is. I'm going to make them guess.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. TBT being what again?
A Throwback Thursday.
Thank you. Just wanted to get that out there. For those who may not be millennials or even know what the heck that means.
Did you like whenever I sent that text message out? I've made sure I explained myself for the older folk.
You're getting very comfortable around here already calling our boss older folk.
Not just him. Joe, Chris.
Right, okay. Wow, basically half the staff you're calling out right now, Michelle Spring. You'll get that Throwback Thursday photo up for us on Instagram. You guys go look at it, try and figure out who it may be. I don't even know what picture I think you're going with, or do I? Maybe?
Maybe?
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Hey, speaking of social media, Twitter, what are they doing? They're ramping up their fight against those malicious bots and all those spam accounts.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
They're now requiring all new users to either use a email address or phone number when they sign up. They didn't do this before? You could just...
I guess not. That's weird.
Didn't you have to have an email address, though, to
sign? I feel like you had to have an email address.
Huh.
Twitter. That's how you log in.
Twitter making these changes to combat abuse and those malicious automated accounts, including requiring more authentication for new users to sort of curb that harassment and what they call manipulation on Twitter, too. We all know Twitter's, it's like the wild, wild west of social media. Like anything goes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because you can hide behind these nameless and fake accounts, then really, with no repercussions, say whatever the heck you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
true.
That's kind of how Twitter is branded. But anyway, like I said, for the first time, they'll require confirmation of an email address or phone number to sign up for an account.
Hmm.
All I use Twitter for nowadays is anything maybe newsy. Twitter's good for news stuff, breaking news. And sports stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's about it, which still goes along the line of breaking news. I mean, sports is basically news, but
yes,
it's all along those same lines. Totally different than what kind of Facebook is used for nowadays.
Yeah. Like you said, I think people get more in trouble with themselves on Twitter than they do on Facebook.
Because they feel like it's, like I said, the people can just run rampant.
Mm-hmm. Like the wild, wild west.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's like.
Like our president. He takes to Twitter.
There you go. There you go.
Takes to Twitter every time something bothers him and just runs wild with it.
Even if it's at 2 in the morning, he'll wake up and this seems like a good idea.
Did you hear about him taking on Jimmy Fallon?
About his hair or something? Or what?
Yeah, saying that Jimmy Fallon called him, Donald Trump, after the episode with the hair flipping or whatever he did to his hair. I think he ran his fingers through his hair to make sure it was real.
Right.
And saying that Jimmy Fallon called him and thanked him for the massive ratings. And Jimmy, he addressed that one day, or I think it was last week or the week before, during one of his monologues. And Jimmy is so funny, the way that he came back at him.
Was he making fun of Trump about the hair or what? I'm a little confused.
The first time that Trump was on, he was just like, I guess like razzing him. Because it's like a thing, like everyone wants to know, is that real?
Yeah, what is on the top of his head? Yeah.
So Jimmy like ran his fingers through Donald Trump's hair, like fluffed it up a little bit to make sure it was real. And Donald Trump says that after that episode aired, Jimmy had called Donald Trump and said, thanks for the massive ratings.
Thanks for the ratings boost.
Right. And Jimmy's like, no, I never called him. And don't you have more important things to be doing than razzing a comedian?
Trump probably goes back and watches that on demand over again. Speaking of Trump's hair, sometimes that's what I say about your hair walking in here. What is on top of your head?
What?
Is that a bird's nest over there?
Sometimes I like to put it in a bun. Okay.
See something flying out of there one of these days.
You're terrible.
Hey, Joe Jackson passed away yesterday.
Mm.
The manager of the Jackson 5 and the father of all those children. 89 years old. Battled cancer. Passed away yesterday at an L.A. hospital. Said it happened yesterday afternoon, right? Mm. I was totally unaware and oblivious. Listen, when you have sick children...
And oh, no, they're sick?
Yeah, they have some viral infection.
Oh,
it wasn't the teething, which was giving them some rash. No, some infection that is running rampant in their body.
Oh, no, poor things.
Then I think this is where all this is.
Oh,
is coming from.
You. Stay far away.
Par for the course. But anyways, back to Joe Jackson. Family from the Jackson estate, quote, we are deeply saddened by Mr. Jackson's passing and extend our heartfelt condolences to Mrs. Catherine Jackson and the family. So, everybody else. Jermaine, Jackie, Tito, Marlon, and Michael. Those were the Jackson 5. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
From Gary, Indiana. He also managed Janet's career and Michael's career for a little bit. The anniversary of Michael Jackson's death was just a few days ago.
I know. On the 25th. Isn't that eerie? Eerie.
Mm. You ever see that... It was the movie back in the day about the Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm. Something you don't know about me is I really like that movie. Jackson, Michael Jackson fan.
Are you?
Huge. I used to have a giant poster in my bedroom when I was dating Chad. He was always really creeped out by it.
That would be a little creepy.
Yeah. I've pretty much seen almost every movie and read every book on the Jackson family.
Yeah, that movie, who is the mother? She was like she was a big actress. Still kind of is. But anyway, so I can't remember who the mom was in that film. You know, funny story about Michael Jackson. Story time with Uncle Eric. I mean, it's not really funny. Back in 2009, when he died, he was working at Beeville, Texas country radio station. And the program director said, hey, you know, MJ died today. Let's maybe throw in some Michael Jackson tunes. Break format. Okay?
Yeah.
On a country radio station deep in the heart of South Texas.
It's a big deal.
Started playing some Michael Jackson. The phone calls and emails.
Oh, no.
And text messages we received.
Oh.
That day.
Like bad?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty bad.
I feel like he kind of transcends all genres.
But you have to understand. Well, let me repeat.
Okay.
Country station.
Yes.
Texas.
Okay.
Deep in the heart of South Texas.
Oh.
Folks wanting to hear Waylon and Willie and Blake.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they hear Man in the Mirror. Or, can't really break format. I mean, I understand, it was the program director's call. I just go, hey, if you want me to play an MJ tune once an hour, I guess I'll play one since he died today.
Right.
It was just a day I'll never forget. All the angry emails and listeners out there that were getting in touch with us, calling. I think even a couple stopped by.
Oh my gosh. Don't you think that he kind of transcends all genres because he's like so legendary? No?
Yeah, but some would say maybe leave that up to, were we a pop station? No. We're free to talk about it, I guess, but looking back on it, if I had to make that call, I would say no, we're not playing Michael Jackson tunes. Like if Michael Jackson were to die today, and program director said, hey, let's play Michael Jackson once an hour, I'd say, that's probably a bad idea. let's not do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looking back. But hindsight is always 20/20.
I remember I was bartending at Quaker Steak and Lube in Canton mm-hmm. when he died. And the we had one of those touch tunes
yes.
things. And it
That's a touchscreen jukebox for yeah. folks who aren't hip.
And they played it literally all night. I think he died around, like, what, 6 or 7? And it was till, like, 1 a.m., just constant Michael Jackson over and over and over.
Yeah, what I was trying to think of that. Did he die? That was 09. Was it at night?
No, it was, like, it was because I had just gotten, I think I had just got there. So it would have been around, like, 4 or 5 when the news broke.
So, I mean, no, at p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that was the next day when we went ham on all those Michael Jackson tunes.
You got the haters.
Yeah, we did. Most certainly.
Oh, that's
hey,
funny.
Hey, later I do have some Akron Rubber Ducks tickets to hand out. You guys can see some Rubber Ducks baseball in downtown Akron. Great ballpark there, too, if you've never been. And the great thing about these tickets, they're not for any game in particular. You can go to any home game there at Canal Park. You choose. If you want to go on a day where it's 90 degrees, go for it. Sweat your butt off. Or choose another day. Also, coming up a little bit later, we'll take a look at the top 5 country albums of the week. That in the 7 o'clock hour.